The weather has been absolutely unreal all week and we're just getting so used to it. It's brilliant. But obviously there are people as well planning holidays abroad. Either they're booked already or they're planning to do it over the next while because it is June and it's the time when people want to get away. But to give us all we need to know about booking our holidays and what our consumer rights are, we are joined by our consumer expert, the lovely Tina Leonard is back with us. So have you been enjoying the sun this week?
Oh yeah. Do you know what? Wouldn't you be sick if you actually were away somewhere in some hot country on holidays now missing this?
I know. Well, I know somebody who is and yeah it is typical.
What you really want to do is be away when it's horrible here and then of course. You can gloat and everyone can be madly jealous. So, you know, Ireland is just so beautiful in the sunshine.
It really is.
So, I mean, anywhere, you know, now, if you can go away now, somewhere in Ireland, jeepers.
Why bother then with paying all the
luggage fees and the airfare and all of that when you can go here? Because it's so nice.
It is so nice. We are obviously hoping it'll last all summer. The likelihood of that happening. So if people are planning to go away, this is where you come in because you're going to be giving us, I mean, the lowdown, I suppose, on what people need to know and what their rights are before they actually go and book their flights and book their holidays.
Yeah, well, travel insurance is one thing I wanted to talk about because it's something that people can spend a lot of money on without actually knowing what they're buying.
There seems to be a lot of confusion about it, doesn't there?
Yeah, well, because people look at the headline price and think that's a great deal or whatever. Okay, it might be €20, it might be 60, 50, 80, 90 euro, 120 euro, depending whether it's a single policy or multi-trip. But what people don't do is look inside to see what they're getting. And the thing is, most people still do buy travel insurance when they're going abroad. Mm. But the question you need to ask yourself is, and many people say, well, look, if I want to save a few quid, do I really need it? So if you're asking yourself that question, the questions you have to answer are, where are you going? What are you going to be doing when you get there? What are you bringing with you? And how much does the holiday cost? So where are you going? Are you going to a country where it's more likely you're going to get a tummy upset or, you know, it's more dangerous place?
Oh, right, okay,
you know, so something might happen to you for which you might need to claim. What are you going to be doing? Are you going to be,
Rock climbing,
exactly. Are you going to be cycling? Something that might injure you. What are you bringing? Are you bringing really expensive gear with you that if you lose is going to cost you so much to replace? So you need cover for that. And how much does it cost? Because cancellation, of course, if you have to cancel for whatever reason, are you going to lose, you know, €1,000 or €5,000 or €300? You know, I don't. So those are the questions you need to ask. And depending on the answers, that should inform what type of policy you choose, because they all have different things inside. That's really important to know.
OK. And like, so it's common sense, really, a lot of it. But before you actually make your choice about the type of insurance you want.
Yeah, you have to think about what you want because the no two policies are the same. What's inside is different in all. And know what the biggest claim areas are, right? The three biggest claim areas, number one, medical, number two, trip cancellation, number three, theft. So knowing they're the biggest claim areas, the biggest problems, consider that, you know, is medical cover important to you? Again, it depends where you're going, what you're doing. But also, do you have private health insurance? If so, medical costs abroad might be already covered on that. So you don't need to overlap on that. Also, remember your EHIC card, the European Health Insurance card, that everyone listening should have. Every single person should have because we're all entitled to it. That gives you entitlements to.
But do you have to do that every time you go away?
No. If you get a card, they last for different lengths of time. Could be a year, 2 years. The one I have now lasts until 2016, I think. So it's a free card you get from your health services executive office or go to ehic.ie.
Okay, I need to get an updated one then, I'd say.
Yeah, because they do run out. Yeah, so check anyone now who has one, find it and check when
runs out.
ehic.ie. Totally free. And you need one for everyone in your family, by the way. But it just means that you have free access to the public healthcare system in the country you're living. So if you get a tummy upset or if you break your arm or get a bee sting or whatever, that you know, you can avail of whatever the citizen of that country can. Now, for people coming here, you know, that means they'd have to pay still for GP and all of that. But in other countries, of course, you can get more under the public healthcare system. Actually, there's a really good app. Okay. You can check it all out on that website that we mentioned. There's also a really good app you can download to your smartphone, the EHIC app. And then you can go through all the countries there. So whatever country you're visiting, you can click on it and it'll tell you exactly what you can get there.
But that's good.
That's really handy to have. So
do you think we really need to get travel insurance?
if you have this. Isn't that a lovely answer?
Depends where you're going, what you're at.
The medical thing, you might be satisfied that you have your private health insurance that covers it,
yeah,
and small things will be covered on the EHIC card. But what about trip cancellation? What about if you have to cancel or if you have a pre-existing illness and you mightn't be able to travel? And what about theft? They're the things, if you want to, and buying any insurance is about gauging the risk and then buying yourself some peace of mind against that risk. So if you think you do not want to risk all of your belongings being stolen and have to replace all your credit cards and your cash and everything yourself, or you think you might have to cancel your holiday, then travel insurance is going to be important.
Should we be watching out for, like, you know, because travel agents will, you know, try and get you to book a holiday, but then try and get you to book with them the travel insurance, or when you're doing it online or whatever.
Sure.
Should we be looking? Are there certain signs or ones
well,
that
I
are better
than
others?
Well, I would never just automatically go just because it's handy. Just say, yeah, I'll book the travel insurance with you just because you've asked. Yeah, because, you know, all the policies are so different. Like, if trip cancellation cover is important to you, inside the it might be covered up to €750 or €7,500. You don't know.
Yeah.
The levels of cover. So number one, the levels of cover within the policy are different. So that's it. You know, you have to check to see what the levels of cover are. The excess varies. So the amount you pay before you can get anything varies. Could be £55. It could be £150. That's going to be important to you as well. And the add-ons vary. So the don't be sucked in by the headline price. You might see something like travel insurance from €2.99 or €5 or something. You go, oh my God, that's an amazing bargain, but hang on a minute. You know, there are standard elements that are included as basic in most travel insurance, but a lot of those, especially with the lower headline price, work on that Ryanair model if you have to add on everything else. So, you know, a €20 a policy that's advertised at €20 for a multi-trip thing, by the time you add on all the things that actually go with it, it might turn into €80 or €90. So
yeah,
be aware of that.
Yeah,
don't get sucked in.
I was in the States, this is a text in from a listener, and I had travel insurance. I was admitted to hospital for an ulcer. The cost of the whole thing was over 7,000. Wow.
Jeepers. Yeah, US, yeah.
But I didn't have to pay anything, thank God. Crippled me.
Now,
you have to go in travelling. Well, that's a really good experience, thank God.
Well,
somebody.
It is, but also that comes back to where you are
not
going.
Not that they were sick, obviously. I don't mean that, but obviously
but
they didn't
was
have to
covered.
Fork out.
But
yeah,
that's the peace of mind. Can you imagine if that poor person had to say pay €7,000? And that comes back to the question, do you need it, number one, where you are going? It's not just if the country is dangerous or whatever, but if you're going to the US, you know medical costs are absolutely huge, so it might be more important for you, therefore, to have travel insurance that covers that, as experienced by that listener there, you know. So that's a real concern.
On the other side then, I had my belongings stolen in Bangkok. I couldn't remember or come up with receipts for everything that I had on me. It was a complete disaster, a waste of time. I presume this person is saying that they had travel insurance and they couldn't claim.
Yeah, I mean, you have to say, another thing that's really important, to always look at the exclusions or what you're not covered for. You know, look at the headline, you're going to be covered for this and this and this and this, but there are always going to be situations where you're not covered for that. And you have to check, and very important as well, that you're claiming properly through the correct, using the correct procedure. I've seen people's claims denied because they haven't. It mightn't even be worth your while claiming because the excess is so big that you have to pay yourself. And I think, in my opinion, insurance companies are more and more making it very difficult for people to get have successful claims. They're being very, very stringent.
Yeah.
They're not handing out money left, right and centre. So it can be difficult. So again, it's about gauging risk and peace of mind.
Let's move on to another one now. That's also, it's something that really adds up. When you're booking your holiday, you think, brilliant, you got this great deal and you book your, you know, your seats and your flight and all the rest.
Yeah.
But the next thing, there's baggage allowances and there's all of these things add up, and it's really annoying.
I think
you've got a brilliant deal. At the end, it means it's hundreds more than possibly than what you started
off.
It's
the whole add-on thing, isn't it? I mean, it's the question of, you know, of our times. Are you bringing luggage or not? You know, can you pack lightly enough to bring carry-on luggage so that you don't have to pay? You know, you get your 10 kilo of carry-on luggage for free with Aer Lingus and Ryanair. Or are you going to pay through the nose to put it through the hole? Are you a light packer, Sheila?
What do you think?
No.
not
but
so
I mean,
much.
What people need to know is that from the 1st of June, up until the end of September, it's high season as far as baggage fees are concerned for both Aer Lingus and Ryanair. So they have gone up, okay? So if you're flying Aer Lingus, now in the high season, and you're checking in that bag where it was 15 or 20, or depending where you're flying to, now it's 20 or 25. With Ryanair, it was 25 or 30 or 15 or 25. Again, Ryanair have different prices depending on the weight you choose and where you're flying to. Now it could be up to 45, you know. So also, you know, remember the excess charges are there, because if you pack, you only have the you only have the kilo amount that the airline has given you, even for checked in luggage. If you turn up, you put it on the weighing thing and it's over, it's €9 per kilo excess charge with Aer Lingus, €20 per kilo excess charge with Ryanair.
Once a couple of years ago, not much thankfully, but it was enough for me to learn my lesson. And I tell you what, I bought one of those fantastic,
those with the hooks,
the little hooks, the way, and you just you hook it onto your bag and you know exactly, and there's that lovely comfort, you know, arriving at the airport, because I would have that thing where my heart would be thumping out of my chest, breaking out in the sweat,
what's it going to weigh, what's it going to weigh, was it a mistake to bring the hair dryer, you know, things
I've done that.
But because it's just the wrong way to start a holiday, isn't it, when you have to pay extra. And of course the absolute no-no is to decide when you're at the airport to check in the baggage. You know, sometimes you might be booking in advance, I don't know whether, you know, maybe I'll get it all in hand luggage, maybe I won't check in, whatever, bad idea. You book you check in your luggage in advance if that's what you're doing, because at the airport the charges go through the roof. I mean, for example, with Aer Lingus for short haul flights, you know, it's 35 or 45 euro now if you decide to check, and that this is each way, you know, if you decide to check in at the airport. Ryanair, the charges for checking at the airport now, it could be, depending on where you're flying to and the weight you've chosen, right, between 100 and 140 euros. So you turn up at the airport tomorrow. Ouch. You forgot to check your baggage in advance, so you didn't realise you needed to. You turn up at the airport. Ouch, is right.
That's a whole lot of cash.
You'd be crying, wouldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely you would. So, I mean, the punchline really is do your homework, pack light, make sure you've everything checked out. And also, with the weather being lovely, don't book a holiday, just stay here.
Yeah, well, the thing is, when it comes to baggage fees or needing travel insurance, I mean, baggage fees, travel by ferry if you're going abroad, but stay in Ireland, because obviously then you can bring lots of baggage on the train or stuff it into the boot of your car, and it won't cost, and travel insurance isn't going to be an issue for you either. So, you know, yeah, you're right. It's as with everything I ever talk about, it's about being a bit of a swat and doing your research in advance and checking what you need and what's available for you and comparing everything and thinking about things
big savings.
Well, it's thinking, isn't it? Because, I mean, consider the both for travel insurance. If you spend money without thinking on the wrong product, that maybe what's inside, what's offered under the travel insurance doesn't suit your circumstances, maybe the level of cover doesn't match your needs, then you're paying for something that isn't suitable for you and isn't going to help you at all. So it's a waste of money. So you may as well pay for a product, if you're buying travel insurance, for a product that actually suits you and covers whatever you need. And with the baggage, there is absolutely no need to pay those extra charges, absolutely none. You've done it, Sheila, with the excess, but you won't do it again.
I won't do it again.
There's no need to do it if you plan properly.
Absolutely. Thank you for that. We'll put the information up on the website pretty soon. It's not up there yet, but we will be there shortly. Your book is Your Consumer Rights. It's a brilliant read. It's really laid out very simply. If you are like me and you're quite confused about this whole area, you should have it. You can follow Tina on Twitter as well. It's Tina L. Consumer. We will see you again. Thanks a million for that.
Thank you, Sheila.
Enjoy the sunshine.
Oh, you too. Enjoy it indeed.